Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tuesday, the Missouri Senate passed a plan to keep the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Will it be enough?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Keep the Chiefs from moving to Kansas.
We'll see what happens, man. Maybe
the
it will.
Saga continues.
God, it just needs to be over, doesn't it now?
Please.
Like, maybe it will keep the Chiefs and Royals in the state of Missouri. That'd be great. I hope they do. I hope wherever it lands, it's either in Kansas or Missouri. I don't care which side of the state line it ends in, but what you saw approved yesterday was $500 million for renovations to Arrowhead. That's still going to require public buy-in and a public vote. And then you saw the ability for them to put 50%. This is what Missouri has voted on and passed in the Senate. Now it needs to go to the House of Representatives. It'll pass there and most likely become law. Missouri is willing to pay 50% of a renovated Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs. Let me pull these numbers up here so I have them absolutely right. And I'm not wrong on this stuff. 50% for the renovated Arrowhead Stadium, and then I think it's 50% for a new stadium for the Kansas City Royals. So that's what they're looking at in the state of Missouri right now. $500 million total project cost to qualify, which is both of those stadiums. Eligible stadiums have to have a seating capacity of more than 30,000. Teams can independently apply. Total state dollars will not exceed 50% of total project costs. So there you have it. So Missouri is offering 50% of basically a redo, a remodel, if you will, of Arrowhead Stadium, according to this. The Chiefs can make upgrades to their current stadium, enhancing the fan experience and securing their future in Missouri. And the Royals can build a new state-of-the-art stadium in Missouri instead of Kansas, it says. Like, that's in the brochure that Missouri passed out yesterday. So they're willing to pay 50% of a new stadium for the Royals and 50% of a renovated stadium, it appears, for the Chiefs. The state of Kansas is willing to pay 70% for new stadiums for both teams. No public vote, because this program does require local contribution in the state of Missouri, which means it will have to go to a public vote. And I'm hearing right now that Clay County is the only option for the Royals if they're going to stay in Missouri. And that's going to require a vote in Clay County as well. And the Jackson County, in order to maintain the Chiefs, will require a vote in Jackson County. And in Kansas, they're willing to pay 70% of the stadiums, each of them, no vote needed, and you have to the end of the month to decide on that. So it's up to now what these teams ultimately want to do. Do you want to renovate Arrowhead, or do you want to build new? Do you want to renovate and have 50% of it paid for, or do you want to build new and have 70% of it paid for? Those are kind of what we're looking at right now for the Chiefs. And the Royals can have 70% of their stadium paid for and no vote, or 50% of their stadium paid for in Missouri, and then you still have to have a vote and local buy-in in addition to what the state is going to put in. So we'll see how it all plays out.
I want to ask you guys a question, because it deals with sports gambling. And there's a little wild story going on with the two championship finales happening right now. There's a guy that made a $13 bet.
How do you come up with a $13 bet?
Well, he made a $13 bet, and it was a five-leg parlay. I have to turn my phone down because I don't know if there's any cussing on this. But he took the Dodgers to win the World Series. He took the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
You got to be kidding me.
He took the Liberty to win the WNBA championship, and he took Edmonton and the Thunder to win.
You got to be kidding me.
So,
oh my God.
This is where the question
is. No way.
So it was a five-pick parlay. Wow. It was plus 208,000. It was 208,2680. That was the number. So, like, it sounds like a fake Twitter account. He's got $13 bet to win $270,761.
What's the payout
now? Right now, it is after Edmonton Oilers won last night. The cash out value right now is $123,614. He told the camera last night, "We're riding this blank out."
Oh. What are you doing? I'm asking you guys.
I mean, Edmonton won game one, and Oklahoma City's the... I mean, I don't have $123,000.
I'd take the cash right now.
Dude, you wouldn't see me. I'd be so nervous. I wouldn't sleep. I'd just...
Would you wait
Lord.
And see what happens? Like, if the Thunder win tonight, you know that number's going higher.
Yeah, I think I'd wait till after tonight, maybe.
You cash out?
I would,
you,
too.
I would
wait till after tonight.
After tonight.
Whatever happens... Well, I shouldn't say that.
I mean, $13, you're no matter if they... No, you should say that no matter what happens. If Indiana wins
and your cash out goes from $123,614 to $90,000, then you still have $13.
Do you think it drops that much?
I don't know what it would drop, but I don't think it would be in the $100,000 range. I think it would drop at least $24,000 if Indiana won.
I mean, I don't know how they determine that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But if Oklahoma City wins, how much more is it going to be?
Exactly.
What's the total payout? $238,000
roughly? $270,000.
$270,000. And they're offering you $138,000 right now?
$123,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hit that cash out button today, most
right now,
likely.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at that. But also, I know I'd be like,
eat anywhere you wanted to in Detroit.
Yeah.
I think I'd wait till after
G5 to Detroit.
I'd wait till after tonight and then I'd cash.
You'd wait till after. I think that's kind of the smart play.
Yeah.
And then don't kick yourself if you lose $20,000.
Yep. Nope.
You're still $13, as Dusty keeps saying.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Gosh. What a bet.
Yeah.
Every winner.
Which is the most random one there?
Well, I mean, like Liberty, just because I don't know.
See, I disagree because they're always dominating the WNBA,
I
feel like. I feel like. I could be wrong about that.
It's like them and the Aces, I think, yeah.
You know, I think the hardest one was the Eagles. Why would you have picked against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing a parlay for $13 to try to win money, right?
Also, how dived in is he into the WNBA to just pick the New York Liberty? Is it like the number one team? Just take it and
run? I think they win every year.
Okay.
I do. I think I saw something that like they always win. Again, I could be totally wrong. Maybe they won their first time ever. I don't know. But I just feel like they view them as kind of that premier team-ish.
Would you love to be around this kid if the NBA and the Stanley Cup Finals both go to a Game 7?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? I wouldn't speak to him. I would just let him sit.
First time they'd ever won.
It was?
Yes. And with that, we will break and we will come back and talk about the Royals, Jack Caglione, and what our boss, Steven Inspector, had proposed on X, formerly known as Twitter. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Thursday, doubleheader Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals first game 12:45, second game 6:45. Whole lot of Vern today. Whole lot of Vern. I hope he got his rest last night. Because you see guys like Cody and Gold who hear doubleheader on Thursday, they think, we can get to the studio at 9, put together an hour and a half show, and we're out of here. And then Vern sees doubleheader and he goes, oh, shoot. I got two shows today.
That's right. Yes.
But no, the Royals will play a doubleheader today. Last night before the game was banged, Caglione was going to play in right field.
Uh-huh.
Same lineup essentially, except Massey was going to DH. I don't know how much more he's got left on a leash before he goes back to Omaha with Jersh.
Why is he DHing?
Good question. I don't know. I was wondering that myself. Like, you know, obviously,
giving them an opportunity.
There's people getting a day. You're getting ready to play. What? I guess you have an off day on Monday. What did Q tell us? Every Monday for like the next like few weeks, they have an off day.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But I am interested to see what we see today in a doubleheader from Caglione. Obviously, gives you that much more juice to watch the game.
Yeah.
I know you're flying out at 2, so you'll have it on the radio listening in as you cruise up to the new airport there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, man. I am interested to see because I don't know if I'm more interested to see what Cags is going to do or what Noah Cameron's going to do. And I feel like that's a great problem to have as a Royals fan because we know the power's there with Cags. We want to see the 450-foot shots that he's going to hit.
Yep. No lineup out yet. I'm trying to look real fast to see if we've seen it yet.
2 hours ahead of game time, right? So that's like at probably 10:40, 10:30, we'll see that lineup. I assume they'll just copy and paste what was last night.
I mean, why would you change
right?
It, right?
It just, you know.
But somebody woke up sick or something.
Yeah. But you have Noah Cameron going today, who's had an historic first four starts of the season, and you've had Michael Lorenzen, who's kind of, you know, slipped over the last couple of starts, not unfamiliar with being a bullpen arm. And I think if Noah Cameron goes out there today and shoves,
then there's your guy. And Lorenzen goes to the pen because Cole Reagans will make his start tomorrow or tonight.
Today, in
the third game. And you'll have to do some sort of roster evaluating a movement. Even Q told us that yesterday on the show when he joined us at 9 a.m. But I am interested because if you win two out of three, it's a successful series win against the Cardinals. I'd love a sweep. You'd win the series 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sweep the Cardinals, you may not lose again until you face the Yankees on Tuesday, where who knows what happens because that'll be Cag's home debut.
Right.
You will have then swept the White Sox. You will have then swept the St. Louis Cardinals. And then you will come up to face the big bad Yankees. And the last time they were in this stadium, they knocked you out of the playoffs. So there's a lot of sour taste. There's a lot of new face. And, you know, what a great place to be at on Tuesday night.
No doubt. And I'm excited to be out there for Cags' debut and see what he can do in person for this. And there'll be a lot of buzz at the stadium on Tuesday. And especially if they're coming off a sweep of the Cardinals and a sweep of the White Sox. I mean, just think about where we were at the beginning of the week, right? Sunday happened and, it was down in the dumps and people weren't feeling great. And then all of a sudden they decided to call Jack Caglione up, and this town has been on fire ever since. And that's why I think having that ability like JJ does to kind of read that room and understand where the fan base is and understand where, you know, his team was at that point in time. You heard Bobby Witt talk about it. You heard Q was in a good mood yesterday when he was on with us. Like, this call up is more about just baseball. It was a life. It was a shot of life, if you will, into that locker room. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see what he can do in person, but I'm also excited to have the opportunity now to take two from the Cardinals today and then go to Chicago and sweep the White Sox. And you sweep the White Sox and you come back after a Monday off day for that Tuesday, fans are going to be a lot more fired up than they were a week ago for this ball club.
Somebody in the text line says that Massey's hitting like .500 against Mikolas, so have to assume it's a platoon play for Q. And then somebody says, guys, there's a clause in Lorenzen's deal that he was promised a rotation spot. It's complicated, but he would need to accept the bullpen role. He wouldn't. It wouldn't even be questioned. Hey, man, we're going to put you in the bullpen. And okay, that's fine with me. I mean, is he going to say no? I don't see him being that guy.
So. I mean, I've never heard that his contract was determined on whether or not he was going to be a starter or not. I have not heard that one.
Yeah. Again, they say it's complicated, but who knows? We'd have to look into that. I'm not discrediting that. I'm just saying it's just interesting.
Yeah, he is against Mikolas. He's 3-for-7 is Massey. So, it's .429 against him. So.
Well, there you go. That's why he's in the lineup.
Yep.
Also, our boss, before we get into OTA reactions again, because Mac is champing at the bit. He was definitely growing yesterday. I know that I'm hard, big time. Steven Spector, big nerd, plays video games still. He said he finished his 10th season in his MLB The Show dynasty with the Royals, and he wanted to share his results.
Right.
And would you take this for the next 10 years?
And then he says a thread, and it's like just two tweets afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for more.
Yeah. So in Spec's 10 years on the show with the Kansas City Royals, he made the playoffs 6 times in 10 seasons.
Okay, that's 60% of the time. That's a good clip.
They won the World Series in 2030 in the finals game at Kauffman Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
How about
that?
Could you imagine? Burn it down, please. Come on in.
Could you imagine if the Royals won the World Series in October of 2030 before they moved to the new ballpark, wherever the hell it may be?
Well, the Missouri State, you know, they—that's
what I'm saying. It's not Kauffman. We know that. What Missouri passes for a new ballpark for the Royals. Okay, Clay County or Jackson County still need to get on board with that. Have local contributions for that.
If they won the World Series, let the fans in and just start taking anything they want.
Anything
you want.
You're
gonna demolish it.
Yeah, and fans will be doing that. I want to walk out with a hot dog cart. I think that Topsy stand that, you know, Taylor was in.
I think I'm stealing the popcorn maker.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
Hot dog thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The popcorn machine or the hot dog cart. Yeah. Pushing that thing out. Where are you going with that? Taking it.
Or what I'll do is take the Dots because it's the future of ice cream since 1984. But no, he says he made the World made the playoffs 6 times in 10 seasons, won the World Series in 2030, was under .500 twice.
Okay.
Then the stats that came in.
But hang on, just with that alone, would you sign up for that today?
Yes.
Absolutely, right? 100%. No doubt, no question, 100%, yes. Right?
I'm going to have a World Series win in 4 years? Yeah.
Okay. In the next 10 years, under .500 twice, one World Series championship 6 times in the postseason. That's a good run.
Yeah.
You're signing up for that.
Players of note, Cole Reagans finished with 147 wins. That would rank 2nd all-time in Royals history. Vinny Pasquantino finished with 259 home runs. That's 4th all time. Bobby Witt Jr. finished with 2,133 hits and 418 stolen bases. Both would rank 2nd all time in Royals franchise history. And Caglione had 271 home runs, 3rd. and in 9 seasons, plus 1 MVP and 1 World Series MVP for Jack Caglione. That was his MLB dynasty. I woke up sad after I read that because I know Jack Caglione is going to hit way more than 271 home runs. If you know, you know.
Heck yeah. I do know now.
Yeah. So you're taking all that, 1 World Series win, a couple guys finishing second all time.
Yeah,
in
none
there.
Of that, but the individual awards don't concern me at all. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned with what the team's going to do. And for an organization that has not had a lot of success for a long period of time, to make the playoffs 6 of the last in the next 10 years, winning the World Series once and just being under 500 twice, I love that. That keeps things interesting, and that keeps things fun, and that's what you need for out of your baseball team or any team. Keep it interesting, keep it fun, keep people engaged. And if you're able to do that, how much of that, what happens in a game translates to real life, we'll see. Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that we have the opportunity to go to the playoffs 60% of the time in the next 10 years, according to Spectre's video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cags will hit more than 271 home runs. That's low, at least in my opinion. And by 10 years, though, that's a lot of home runs. Somebody in the text line says that would,
almost 30 home runs a year. Yeah. I mean, that's...
So 620 says that'd be the most successful run in franchise history.
Well,
yeah, of course.
I mean, that's
low bar.
Yeah, very low bar. I mean, we're in the most successful run of Chiefs history right now, and they had a pretty good era in the 60s, before this. So, like, I think I saw a quote from Vern yesterday on our ex, formerly Twitter account, that says we're entering the third golden age of Royals baseball now. Mm-hmm. And obviously the late 70s, early 80s, then 13, 14, 15, and now this era. Vern's calling it the third golden age that we're entering of Royals baseball.
That's cool.
And it may be the best age of Royals baseball, really, because from like 76 to 85, great era of Royals baseball, you only had that one championship. Now, we only may win one according to the video game. Stuff that... No, and I'm not saying that flippantly. I'm saying that, like, that's what you predicted.
Yes.
And people are like, well, they only won one then. Why can you say that, but one now? Harder to win now, I think. Players are better today. It's easier to get in the playoffs today than it was back, in those period of times when you only had the two teams in the postseason. So I think, if they're beginning that third era of Royals baseball, that third golden era, and they can go 10 solid years where you're interested, like with the Chiefs, where you wake up every morning expecting the playoffs. Mm. If we can do that for the next 10 years, it'll be the greatest 10 years in Royals history.
Why do we call 12 a.m. tomorrow, but we call overnight 2:30 a.m.?
I don't know.
It just hit my brain because KCTV5 tweeted out the stadium news. It says overnight at 2:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
No, that's in the morning. Yeah. Like, that's not overnight. And then we're always like, well, rain tomorrow start about 12 a.m. on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
That's the end with the weather. Yeah.
It's like, overnight. No, that was in the wee hours of the morning. The wee hours in the morning when you can wee outside because ain't nobody up that early.
Right.
By the way, more on that guy that made the bet. There's video of him when the game went to overtime last night, Edmonton versus the Panthers. He's outside just inhaling a cigarette, stressing out. It says, I retweeted it. It says the 270,000 Oilers/Thunder parlay better is stressing ahead of overtime. Bro out here smoking a cig before overtime, just grabbing his hair, hitting it like Lynn Dawson.
Where's this guy located?
I'm not sure.
For those wondering, this is a guy who bet on every winner across every sport, $13 for what, 270K?
Yeah. And he's getting offered right now. This was before overtime. Before overtime, he was offered $97,505. Now he's being offered $123,000. I went out there, because I know Alex and Cody are probably going to talk about it. Cody, without even letting me finish, shocker, was like, you take the money, it's not even a question, you get out. And then Drew's like, yeah, dude, you got to take the money. And Spec, take the money. And I am like Jack Antonoff from Bleachers, don't take the money. Keep going. Because Spec goes, well, even if the Pacers lose tonight, it's only going to go up like, 40,000.
Only
40,000? That makes it a 300,000 payout.
Oh, it's okay.
If the Thunder win tonight, then maybe you have a conversation. And even if they lose,
you still
have $90,000 in your bank account.
Yeah, even if you lose, it's going to go down tonight. They win it, it'll go up tonight.
But only about $40,000.
Will it go up more than it will drop? Like if Oklahoma City wins, will the enticing payout increase more
yes.
Or will it drop by a bigger value if Oklahoma City loses?
I would say it'll increase more because this is one of the biggest favorites in NBA Finals history. They're like minus 850 or something. So if they lose, they're still going to be big favorites. They're still going to be favored to win. It's not going to be, oh, here we go, panic button, Thunder are screwed.
Yeah, they might take $50K out of it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you think it'll drop that much?
I honestly don't think so.
Because I feel like it's going to drop in a big way, but if Oklahoma City wins, it'll only increase a little bit for you to get that buyout.
I just think because they're such big favorites, I don't think a loss is going to scare the odds. I don't know. I have no idea either how they calculate it, but ride it, baby. Ride it tonight.
I think tonight's the night. Thunder
win.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Then cash.
Now I'm going to watch both because I want to see if this kid wins.
I know.
Because he said after the overtime win, of course, he's, you know, liquid courage, couple cigs deep.
For sure.
I'm riding this plank out, baby. But right before that overtime, he's out there like, son of a gun, dude. What did I do?
Well, it's so
gambling.
Like, this is where you get like, and money hungry is the right word. Like you see it could be more, but you're also looking at $123,000.
My friend calls it greed tax when betting. Cashing out. Greed tax. Don't get too greedy, man. Take the money.
I hate that, and I hate the hindsight guy. Would have won my parlay if so.
Hindsight,
you would have.
Yeah, we all would have won our parlays if everybody did what they were supposed to do, pal.
Would have won the parlay if, you know, okay, well, sorry.
I would have won my parlay had the team won and that guy hit a home run.
I'd have been married if I didn't do radio. Thank God I did radio. Just kidding.
Some things save you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some things saved Mac yesterday, but there wasn't much. But it was the OTAs and the Chiefs football being played on a gridiron field. Mac, why don't you dive into what you saw, what you liked, what you think could be
the
2000. Yeah. Man.
Oh man, it was fun. It was good. I was getting going over there at OTAs for
but
the Chiefs.
But you weren't leaning.
I was not leaning.
No fence leaning for you.
Never
buddy.
Leaned on the fence. No. Yeah, but I'd say the lead is this offense could be back in a big and better way. When you talked about offensive rankings, it was always top five and mainly top one or top two in most regards for the Chiefs. The last 2 years, that hasn't been the case. There are different circumstances and different reasons for that being the case, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
This Chiefs wide receiver room is deep, they're hungry, they're young, and they're diverse in their skill set. You've got a guy in Hollywood Brown who can run the intermediate routes and do all that stuff. Wasn't there yesterday. No Kelsey, no Chris Jones, no Hollywood. Those were the three main guys I didn't really get an eye on.
Kelsey was in Florida eating with his girlfriend that
good
everybody had to take a picture of.
Yeah, that must be fun.
No.
You've got Rashee Rice, who's the yak king, can kill it on running routes, short intermediate stuff, make some big plays happen. And of course, Xavier Worthy, speedster, runs the top off the defense and then also can run a decent route. You've just got so much there in the wide receiver room, plus the depth of Juju Smith-Schuster and Tyquan Thornton, a name to keep an eye on who could make this roster. Jalen Royals, we all know that name from the draft, fifth round pick. He's big, he's fast, and he looks really clean in his footwork already for a 21, 22-year-old. And like when I say big, like, okay, cool, he's strong. Like, no, this is going to be the biggest, strongest receiver that they have, and he's a rookie.
I like what you said about how they're hungry, because you could ask somebody like, how are they hungry? They went to Super Bowl. Rashee Rice missed almost the entire season last year, and he was balling. Xavier Worthy was a rookie last year and wants to prove everybody that he wasn't just a flash in the pan, that he's not just a speedster, that he can work on his craft and become a 1,000-yard receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster, how much more I got left? What am I going to do? Do I want to keep playing? Do I want to mentor this Jalen Royals kid? Third, Travis Kelce, this is it. This is my last chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Hollywood Brown, missed the entire season. You want to talk about hungry? Money hungry.
Exactly.
You get there and ball and have a good game with the best option you could with an arm and Patrick Mahomes, then you're going to be satisfied in your hunger of money because somebody will give you a 2 with a 3rd-year option with your production that you could have in this offense. And then you look at the guy that throws the ball. You think that guy's tired of everybody wanting to know if he's peaked?
No.
If he hasn't, if he still has the superstar status left? I would think Mahomes even as hungry as these wide receivers, a lot to prove, a lot to show. You need to be deep because we've seen injuries plague this team before with the receivers, and we've seen a suspension that could possibly be happening for Rashee Rice. You want to have that be a little bit of a hiccup as possible in your gauntlet of your first 9 games of the season.
Yeah, you said, you know, how could they be better or whatever. Lewis Riddick even said that on ESPN yesterday. There's going to be a better team, and I can hear all the naysayers and all the people going, huh, how, why? They're going to be better at left tackle first and foremost, regardless of who plays that position this year. And all those guys are coming back to the equation. For whatever reason in sports, we fail to give credit and recognize that guys can get better, guys improve from a year to a year. Guys get healthier from year to year. Like, that's okay to have that and have that reliance on your guys that are already here that know the system. Getting Rashee Rice back healthy is better than going out and spending an overspending on a mid-wide receiver that's not familiar with what you got going on here, but it looks good in March and everybody's excited about that. I'm more excited about getting Rashee Rice back than I am any other move that this team made this offseason.
Yeah, yeah, but, and no leg sleeve for Rice, by the way.
Yeah, that's big.
It's huge.
Did you have, I don't know if you mentioned these names, was Kareem or Pacheco there?
Did not get an eye on the running backs. Okay. They were far away. Didn't get a good eye on them. Got eye on tight end. No Jared Wiley yet. Looks like he's just in shorts and hanging out on the sidelines.
Eye on Simmons?
Yep.
Okay.
Simmons, and we talked
How's
to them.
How's the big fella look?
Coaches say he looks great. Great attitude.
What do Max eyes say?
Footballer. I think he's going to be really good in space. I think Kingsley Sumatia has the body of a left guard. I think, or the body of a guy who can guard, can be a guard on either end. I think he could swing out to a tackle one day if he gets there. Obviously, that wasn't last season.
Well, he wasn't ready.
And he wasn't ready. Yeah. Of course. There's many reasons.
Right. Mid-round draft pick, switching positions in the middle of it. Like, I hate the fact that people look at him and go, he stinks. We don't know yet.
Yeah. Don't know yet. I think there's high hopes for him at that left side. He's going to be athletic. I mean, he could be a archetype of a Trey Smith somewhat. You get to that second level and have a linebacker
Trey
go,
there?
Oh. I-65 was not there.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to be there, but I was
no,
just wondering.
No, I-65, yeah. Yep. Yeah, but I thought it was really fun. The only negatives that we really got from the coaches was Noel Williams, rookie corner, struggling a little bit, a lot of processing happening, a little too much thinking right now for Noel Williams as his eyes are a little wide. But hey, again, this is a 20-year-old guy coming into the pros, and it's week two.
He's 20?
I could look that up. I could double check. Maybe he's 21.
Even still.
But you know
I
what
mean,
I'm saying. This
no,
is a 21-year-old
yeah.
kid. Yeah, his eyes are going to be a little wide. You've got Patrick Mahomes. You've got these great receivers. You've got the best tight end of all time. You're like, okay, let me take a breath here. I need to get with the playbook. I need to get in the film room.
We're getting to the point now when these rookies come in, and this is going to sound weird. They've grown up watching Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. Yeah.
And so when you're a child and you grow up watching athletes and now you're playing, like Jack Caglione said, man, I watched, you know, Salvi growing up. And now here I am. I'm on deck and that guy's at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Salvi's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think if you're Noel Williams, you're like, oh, my God, that's Patrick Mahomes. I've been watching that guy since I was in elementary school.
That's Travis Kelce. That's Andy Reid, the legendary Chiefs coach, who's only coached for the Chiefs, probably.
Yeah. And I can't wait for the first player to say he was the Eagles coach.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Getting there.
Well, let's see. 2015 was 10 years ago. Jack Caglione was 12.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course he was a kid watching Sal. He was 11 watching Sal Perez hit that thing down the left field line.
And let's say Noel Williams is what, 11? Or 11, 21, you said?
He's 22. Yep.
22 years old?
So that means, he's 15, 16.
14 years old, 8 years ago when Patrick Mahomes came on the scene?
Well, it's like when we talked to the defensive lineman, right? We were talking to him about, you know, when you see Patrick Mahomes and you know that he's, you know, you kind of watched him in college and high school, what's like is, you know, you don't really do that too much, but you do tell yourself, I'm glad I'm on his team. So, I mean,
hell yeah,
it's great when you see that, because I'm excited to see if it is scorched earth.
Oh, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be so good.
Calm down. These guys stay healthy. Woo! Get ready.
I think it's going to be the second best offensive season ever, and I think it's going to be the most fun season we've seen.
Mahomes is being slept on. I know that's a weird, crazy thing to say.
You're 100% right. 100%
right.
I think
he is.
100% right.
Yep.
People are done.
These last
Patrick.
Two seasons, the numbers they're, haven't been there.
They're done. They're ready to write him off. They're ready to pass on. No, it is. It is. 100%.
I don't think it's slept on. I just think it's fatigue.
Either way you want to say it, people are ready for you know, Josh Steinfeld to come out there and do his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Chris Bubich joining MLB Network right now as he gets ready to toe the slab? Speaking of toeing the slab, my alma mater toes the slab. I'll explain what they're playing for on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Kansas City, Hunter Harvey, 60-day IL.
Now, there's your roster move.
And Thomas Hatch and Andrew Hoffman have been brought up because you could add a guy, and I would believe that I believe Hoffman will go down, Hatch will stay, and then Harvey will go to the IL, which means Lorenzen, Cameron, all these guys that you have these conversations about still there and still will be there.
Yeah, Andrew Hoffman is that 27th man for the doubleheader. And then yep. I never heard of either of those guys, which
Richard
is fine.
Richard Hatch won the first Survivor ever.
That guy, right? And then nobody liked him, right?
Well, yeah, he's walking around naked and being weird.
Wasn't that Dustin Colquitt watching that movie? Didn't Tao say that?
They were laying in the bed.
Tube. Dave Tube.
They were laying in the bed together.
Do we have that? Can we have that sound of him?
Oh, yeah, Boobish doesn't pitch day, but that's why he's on the show.
Of course, yeah. You can't talk on the day you pitch, God forbid.
Yeah, know? Noah Cameron, Cole Reagans, my bad. You're playing the audio of Tube?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube.
Yeah, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube.
Also happening today.
What did he say about Colquitt, though? That's the funny part.
All right, I'll get that.
That's the part that matters. That's the part that really matters. I'd play it out of my machine, but you said it doesn't work on the thing.
Oh, my computer's down.
Wait, what? I'll play it, but it's not going to go on the stream.
He used to mess with Schaefer and the guys that check the rooms at night. You know, at night. So three guys suck up him. Suck up him. I can't remember who else, but they all strip down naked in the room. And they laid their beds out, and they're all laying in there naked, watching Brokeback Mountain real loud. So when the guy comes in to check, I mean, that's what was going on. But that's clean.
Yeah.
You know, so. But that was him. He was funny, and miss him. Great guy. It was a nice day for him to come back and retire.
Hey, Dave, give us your best Colquitt story. All right. Tell you about this one time.
Never telling that guy a story again.
He's like, oh, man, you're really putting me on the spot. Okay, here's one.
Was Colquitt there when Tobe was telling that story?
No, I wish. He came in later when we talked to Colquitt as well. Colquitt gave a fun story of they used to have do room checks at like 11, and this was when he was, you know, had young kids, and he was staying up late, you know, taking care of his infants, and he was going to bed. He wasn't staying out late. You don't need to come check my room. I'm asleep way before 11. It's 9 o'clock. Practice gets over. We do film. I'm going straight to bed. But they'd come knock on everyone's door. They come into your room. They apparently still do it to make sure you're in the room.
That's right. Yeah.
So 11 o'clock, you know, Colquitt, you in there? And they walk in. So eventually he'd be getting so mad, he eventually just started, he said, just getting naked and standing in the room. So when they'd walk in, it'd just be Colquitt there standing naked.
I love it.
And so eventually
it's so Justin.
This is great. So eventually they just stopped checking his room.
No, it is. It's fantastic. it's so good. And I'm hesitant on whether or not to tell my Colquitt story on the air. I think if I have to be hesitant about it, I probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then you hear these Dave Tobe stories and whatnot, and Colquitt telling the story where he was standing there naked. Yeah. But I mean, I'm probably not going to tell that story on the air. I'll save that.
Fair
maybe
enough.
Maybe for the book.
Yes, for the book. No, it was fun.
Vern has told me that via the text machine, Lorenzen is listed as the starter for Sunday's game against the White Sox.
Okay.
Well, if you can't do it against them, then.
Yeah.
Am I doing the math wrong? Don't they still have to make some sort of move, though, to bring Reagans up today?
Well, you get an advanced roster spot with a doubleheader.
I know.
And then
but they already brought that Hoffman guy up for that. What clearly says it is added as the 27th man.
No, I'm
for
thinking of your thing. I'm not questioning what you're saying.
Oh, and then maybe this Thomas Hatch is. I don't know. I honestly, is the math wrong? Am I missing something?
I don't think your math's wrong, but I don't know.
Also today, UCM Mules, my alumni, going for a World Series or a College World Series title, Division II, NCAA World Series, Game 5.
It's pretty hype.
I mean, it'd just be great. I mean, they're another title in the books for that baseball team. It's kind of like what they're known for, even though Kim Anderson took them to a title. They went to Missouri and then never saw him again.
No, I think he went to Pitt State after that.
For sure. So,
everybody wanted Kim at Mizzou. He was great at Central Missouri.
Yeah, well, he was at Mizzou because they used him as a Band-Aid for Frank Haith.
Yeah.
That's what that was. They're like, oh, by the way, here's guaranteed $3 million for the next 2 years. It's going to suck, but you're going to get paid a lot of money to do it. And then he also left me standing by myself for an interview I was supposed to do with him.
He did?
Dang.
Were you in college?
I was. I was in digital media productions. And
he at Central Missouri at the time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the year they went to the national championship. And after the national championship was over, I wanted to sit down and talk to him in his office that I had planned with the SID at the time. I won't say his name on the air because him and I got into it. And I was promised to interview with Kim Anderson. And he took off on a chopper from Warrensburg to Columbia. And I was like, hey, where's Kim? He's already gone to Mizzou. I was like, are you effing kidding me? I was like, I was supposed to be here at 10 o'clock. I'm here. Like, yeah, sorry, he's gone. I was like,
did you know that he had taken the Mizzou job before that?
No, though? I knew he was going to.
Okay.
I knew he was going to take the job.
Yeah.
Because it just made sense.
Oh, yeah.
He had just won a national title in Division II. He was a Mizzou alum.
But it hadn't been announced or like.
It hadn't been announced, but they knew that he was going to take it. Uh-huh. And then I was scheduled like 3 days or 2 days prior at 10 a.m., which means they knew when he was leaving. They knew when they scheduled it. And that's when I was like, all right, dude. I mean, first time in my life I was ever probably like the most unprofessional I've ever been. Because, I mean, I was just ripping this guy, this SID at the time, ripping him.
Those poor guys are in the line of defense for a lot of these things that these coaches do, you know, and they got to take the brunt of it.
Yeah, but he set me up to fail. Yeah. That's where it was. Like, right. Because I asked him, and he gave me that look, when you busted your kids in a lie.
Yeah.
And you're like,
gotcha.
I literally went to him, and I was like, then why'd you schedule for 10 a.m.? I go, I could have been here at 8. And he goes, well,
okay.
And I was all right, dude, like, gotcha.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Like, go Mules, go roll stable, go win a World Series. I'd love it.
Where are they playing that at?
North Carolina.
Oh, cool. All right. So that's interesting.
Shout out Jason Ketz. He's down there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's done a nice job down there. Way to go, Jason.
Ketzie!
I always look at it from a perspective of, like, when Roy Williams left for North Carolina, I'll never forget that day. We were all in Lawrence. Everybody's hanging around, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? He comes out into a stairwell and just starts crying and walks out the door. Like, yeah. Doesn't say anything, right? So these things sometimes do happen, you know, randomly. But if you caught the guy in a lie, that's a different story.
Oh, I mean, you knew it. It's like, well, then why didn't you call us when you said you were on your way home? Well, your phone's fully charged. Go to your room. He's out of my face. I don't want to say anything wrong, but just get out.
Right. And but so, I can also understand him not wanting to do interviews with you guys. That part of his life was done.
And that's what's weird. It's like I had a pretty good relationship with Kim because I remember one time I sat in his office and we were talking about a game that they won against Northwest, huge rivalry.
Yeah.
And I was like, I noticed you were really, really focusing on the three guard over here in the corner. You're trying to get him frustrated. He goes, it's really good, observation by you. And I was like, you know, well, I appreciate that. And then after the interview was over and we took everything off the recording, he goes, you know, anytime, you know, you're a professional. I enjoy that. And I came back 2 times, came back 3 times, 4th time I came back, chopper to Mizzou. And I was like, son of a gun. Because we were the commentators for those games. We did UCM TV.
Oh, cool.
And then all of a sudden they go to Indianapolis for the championship. It's like, so we'll go to that. They go, no. CBS will take control of it after this. And I was like, oh.
Oh, so you got to do every game?
Every game.
Yeah.
Leading up to the finals.
Oh, damn.
And then my professor, Joe Moore, comes up to me and goes, you're going to realize how things work real quick.
Yeah, you do.
He's like, you'll keep doing this industry if you want to, because you can. He goes, but you'll find out when the big dogs win. He goes, and that's just the way that it is.
Yeah, it's so true.
But it was, second to last semester in college.
It's like, you know, when you see all these networks get these, the Patrick Mahomes interview after the game and Travis Kelce on the field, they're getting those interviews because they're paying a big chunk of change for those interviews. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah.
And then you look at Josh and Josh's like, well, where's my Patrick Mahomes interview? But the networks pay the freight in a big way. And so they get those interviews. That's just kind of the way the world works.
Dove Kleiman, your guy, right?
Yeah.
He came out with a wide receiver tier of the NFL this year. Top tier. I don't understand his list. I really don't. Here's his top tier. Number one.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Great.
CeeDee Lamb. Sounds Nico good. Collins. Malik Nabers.
Wait.
That's right. Here's tier two.
Okay.
Ladd McConkey.
Are you saying there should be more in tier one? Because I don't hate those guys in tier one.
He didn't mention Justin Jefferson.
So here's tier two. Ladd McConkey. Justin Jefferson, okay. Drake London, Amara St. Brown, Rashee Rice.
I don't hate that other than Justin Jefferson should be a tier one.
Tier one.
Malik should be up there in year two as a starter. No chance.
Malik Nabers was tier two?
He was tier one.
He was tier one?
Yeah. Tier one again.
Okay,
Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb.
Let me ask you this, though. Is he projecting what this year could be? Because maybe. If he's projecting now, Malik Nabers has, well, an adult quarterback.
This is also fantasy implications, but still, Justin Jefferson is a fantasy guru.
But is that a slight at J.J. McCarthy, though?
Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Yeah, fantasy stuff. I'm glad Rashee Rice is tier two. That makes me happy.
Oh, that's great.
Tier three is Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, and Brian Thomas Jr. I'd have Thomas Jr. above Drake London.
Me too. I agree. I really like him next year. And having Puka and Devontae Adams on the same tier on the same team is interesting. But
look out.
I know. They could be fun.
Yeah, you'd have to handcuff that.
Yes. Yep, that would be the handcuff.
Well, that's the end of it. Bob, enjoy your vacation to Detroit. Dad's gone tomorrow.
Enjoy your vacation to Detroit. Yeah.
Dad's gone tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The kids have the house to themselves. We promise to keep it clean and safe. And if you promise us you'll go do something nice for somebody, you never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind. Stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew for an hour and a half. And then it's Vern. That is by the fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.